That's a good question. What have we done with innocence? All I know is that you're listening to us on Dueling Tangents. I'm yes. Brian, that's Luke, as far as you know. And as, despite what the blast I sent out to everybody says, it is Wednesday, not Thursday. And I think my mantra is it is not Thursday until tomorrow when I am going to explode and my head will explode. It'll be fun.
It's okay. It's just an inside joke now because you thought yesterday was Thursday after the...
Yeah, but it's not funny anymore because it's real. Like, honestly, like, the first time I was like, I'm so confused. It's, I think it's Thursday. I woke up, it's Thursday. And then I perpetuated the joke the rest of the day. But this time it's not even... This just happened.
It just happened. You just went into a zone. You were typing it out and boom.
No irony whatsoever. I am... you're singing Taylor Graham. Bang. No, I have... I'm accessing files that aren't necessarily...
See, I took a piece of your advice, though, and now...
No, I have the monkey wrench
stuck
in my head.
Well, yeah, but we're listening to Foo Fighters and the monkey wrench because part of my New Year's resolution, man, I'm reading more. I'm reading The Storyteller by Dave Grohl.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, so it's fantastic. I had to get some work done on my car yesterday, so I sat down in the waiting lobby, nobody else there, and I had the place to myself pretty much while they fixed up the tire problem that I was having, and I just read and read and read. I looked at Twitter once because I think I got one notification about a story and I briefly looked at it and then I put it away.
It's so funny how quickly, like, I'm reading a book right now. I mean, it's not my favorite thing in the whole world, but it's not horrible. It's a decent book. It's pretty good. And but it's more just the doing it, because I find myself in the middle of it, I was reading the book and now I'm scrolling through Facebook again. Why am I doing this?
See, yeah, I'm almost like I got to put the phone away, but I'm reading. Dave Grohl is fantastic. It's been funny. It's been emotional. It's been good so far, and I'm enthralled by his writing, and I'm really excited to finish the book. So, it's a great read, and I'm hoping that it'll put me on that track where I can continue knocking out some books here in 2022.
And no matter what you read, I encourage everybody to read more if you can. Listen to it on audiobooks. I just know that reading and translating the story into your head the way that reading does, even the novel, I'm not necessarily totally excited about it. It's not like the greatest novel ever in the whole world, but even that, I noticed that I'm thinking better in general just after reading it enough.
So. And to bring this tangent back, we're throwing this monkey wrench in because Voces de la Frontera is suing Gableman for these subpoenas, saying that they're unlawful.
I wonder if some of these, if it's like a form, like there's like a form, you just put it in there, and like Gableman, I know it's not coming from Gableman's side, but I think somebody can maybe make an efficiency here where Gableman sends a subpoena. Well, we know it's not, how does he send the subpoena if he doesn't have any forms? How does he officially send?
Did
the
you
subpoena?
See how they were tracking gas mileage to get reimbursed?
No.
They literally just wrote it, like, no form or anything. It was just a white sheet of paper, and they were doing the mileage from, like, Madison to Brookfield. And they put it down as, like, 130-some miles or 128 miles. And I tried to do the math, and I was like, that's more than one
way. That's more than I drive from Oak
Creek. And that's more than a round trip. That's less than a round trip. So it couldn't be round trip. It must be one way, but that's, like, 1.5 times the distance. And so they asked for $1,000 in reimbursement from scribbling on this white sheet of paper. No, nothing.
My God.
And so that was one of the pieces that the open records request.
I'm more exact when I'm doing my taxes.
And they totaled up the miles that they scribbled onto this sheet, and they times it by, like, I think they're getting 56 cents a mile is what they're getting. And so whatever the math was, it rounded up to be about $1,000.
I mean, whatever the rate is, but...
Yeah.
Dude, just...
I'm pretty sure there's official forms that you could just download online for that.
Like, so if you don't have any documentation, and most of your gas mileage documentation is scribbles and crap like that, how are you sending out the subpoena? Do you have a form letter?
It came out from johndelta@gmail.com. Remember? that was one of the first subpoena inquiries, was johndelta
What kind of a clown show are these idiots running out here?
Oh, it is 100% a clown show. And Voces de la Frontera maybe will be giving some weight to this lawsuit, because they're joining on. A Dane County judge ruled that the subpoenas, she didn't rule them invalid yet, but she was like, there's no enforcement mechanism, so Gableman can't force the commissioners of the Wisconsin Elections Commission or Voces de la Frontera members to sit before his quote unquote review. But there's no enforcement mechanism, but she's scheduled a February 2nd hearing in Dane County Court. So we're going to get a little bit more insight coming up at the beginning next month of whether or not these subpoenas are legal, because to me, it just all seems like kind of chicken scratch on the back of a napkin kind of thing. I don't understand how he's sending them out.
How do you, and again, I'm not, this has nothing to do with whether there's actual anything to do with any sort of fraud in the election. If there's something there, I want to know too.
Again, this is making it look way worse. If you,
it's making
if you
it
were
look
a conservative
horribly.
And you wanted to be able to uncover evidence of election yeah. fraud from the 2020 election, which I contend there is none because so many reviews, recounts, legal cases, everything
the
has
GAB,
proved
everything.
Right, everything has already proved it. But apparently, there's still people out
they
there
said
that
you,
want more
you
evidence.
You could do things better. That's right. What they've said. Which I think you could do things better at any time. Absolutely.
Right. And so, but the fact that this is their method for trying to go about and finding the malfeasance that they contend exists, it's got to be very frustrating for Republicans and conservatives as well.
If you believe that there was some sort of malfeasance, wouldn't you want enough proof to just shove in our faces?
You would want
you want to just say, here, this is the thing, and ha ha.
You would want a high-skilled team to go out and find what you contend is there. But this guy is bumbling around, writing things on blank sheets of paper for reimbursements and sending out subpoenas to groups that are like, well, if you're going to subpoena us, we're joining this lawsuit against you.
Yeah, what do you want? What are you trying? Oh, wait. Is it going to be like the death panels where they're so mad about it and then once they win, it doesn't matter anyway, and then they just go on about their business?
Probably.
Oh, wait, that's it.
But Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has signed off on all of this. So he's good with all of it. And there's some other things that he's signed off on. We got some redistricting updates that we're going to get into in this next segment. Coming up next, we've got Christina Leffring joining us from Up North News, giving us an update about the oral arguments that are happening today in front of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. So stay tuned for that, folks. You are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian right here on Devil Radio and The Shaw.
It's true.
It's true.